From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A powerful suicide blast in a Quetta, Pakistan hospital Monday killed at least 70 people and wounded more than 100. Most of the victims were lawyers. They had gathered to mourn the killing of the Provincial Bar Association president in a drive-by shooting. Terror analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University called it a sophisticated attack.
I think, though, that the most disturbing aspect about this attack is just how common it's become. Pakistan has probably lost more than 50,000 people to terror attacks since 9/11, the 15 years since then, and it's probably had an economic impact of around $100 billion. So the situation is almost out of control.
A faction of the extremist Pakistan Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility. It was also responsible for an attack against Pakistani Christians on Easter Sunday in Lahore, in which more than 70 were killed. Several dozen people, one account said more than 90, were killed and hundreds wounded when Ethiopian security forces opened fire on anti-government protesters across Oromia and Amhara regions over the weekend. Authorities, who blamed what it called illegal protests on foreign enemies, blocked social media access since Friday. Protests earlier this year were sparked by a now-abandoned plan to expand the capital into outlying Oromia farmland. The unrest in Amhara is also said to be over a land dispute. The United States is proposing a 4,000-strong regional force authorized by the UN Security Council for deployment to South Sudan's capital, Juba, to provide security and prevent attacks on UN bases. The draft resolution would augment the existing UN peacekeeping mission. The draft would also impose an arms embargo if the deployment is blocked by South Sudanese officials. This is VOA News.